starting a six preaching series. We do want to talk to you about the importance of having our church and know our mission statement. All right, we believe that it's important for you to know what church you're part of. We have an encompassing verse for all the 6 weeks, which found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where how did the church started or birth in the book of Acts. It all based on how the church started right there. And because of that, the church has been birthed. And right now in our generation, it is the church of Christ. And so in Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Then you will be my witnesses. All right, everybody say, my witnesses. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So that's very important. That's basically the whole concept of what we're going to talk about. All right, because apart from God, this church will never be the kind of church. And I want to point out something very important. It says there, be my witnesses. Hindi sinasabi ni Lord, be my witness. All right, which it's witnesses. It's a group of people. And whenever we say witnesses, it talks about group, always goes in a group. And that is why the concept of the independent mentality of a person attending a church, that you would say, ay, ako, yeah, I'm nag-a-attend ako sa Victory. Sino yung leader mo? Si Jesus. Sino yung pastor mo? Si Jesus. Sino yung lahat? Si Jesus na. And the person can say any other names. Why is that? Because people are independent. And the whole point, the concept is that God never wants his people to be independent. And you may be coming here today, attending the church, and maybe you've been coming here for the longest time, and you don't even know some people in this church. And that is not the kind of church that Jesus wants. Are you here with me? So he refers not just to one particular person, but group of people. And so Acts 1:8, that's what it is. And so today, we want to share to you our text that's found in Acts chapter 2, right after Acts chapter 1, all right, where Peter was the one who laid down what's the kind of church that we should look at in the book of Acts. So Acts chapter 2, verse 38, here's what the word of God says. And Peter said to them, repent and be what? Baptized, every one of you. Did it say some of you? Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's very clear. It didn't say, repent and be baptized, some of you, in the name of the church. All right? It says there, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Verse 40, and with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. For those who received his word were what? Baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Verse 42, and they devoted themselves to what? The apostles' teaching, fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this moment, that even as we talk about who we are, Lord, the one whom you established this church, Lord, we thank you for every person who's here. I pray that you'll draw everyone close to you, that you will have a spirit of revelation, Lord God, that truly you are our message, and people will appreciate, Lord God, this, Lord God, called Lord God Church Community. And may your will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come. Bless your people today. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Okay, to start with this preaching of God's word, I want us to play, all right? We're going to have what we call a one-word game, all right? And I want your participation. Is that okay? And so I'm going to show to you some brands. Like if it's Starbucks, okay, pag sinabi natin Starbucks, then it's coffee. And then I'm going to show to you some other brands, and then you just shout it out, what is that? Is that okay? All right. Second one is what? Cakes or pastries, right? Sige, susunod. Watch or watches. Some of you are wearing G-Shocks. Watches, alright. So, totoo lang kasi, may mga tao nagko-collect ng mga G-Shocks watches. Alam niyo sa totoo lang, lalo na yung mag-asawa, nagko-collect si Mister, nasa shock yung misis. Okay, kasi nga G-Shock. So, si misis, paano naman yan? Wala sa budget yan. Bili ka na, bili na. Relo, di ba? So, si Isaac. Hindi yung mga anak, yung asawa, di ba? Okay, yung sunod? Chicken? Chicken and? Andy Rice, siyempre. Di ba? Aanihin mo yung chicken kung walang Andy Rice. So, meron Andy Rice. Sige, maiba tayo. Okay? Pakita namin to, tapos sabihin nyo talaga, ano ba talaga itong meron tayo dito sa susunod? Ibahin natin. Alright? Let's show the picture and tell me first thing that comes to your mind. Is that okay? Now, let's show this picture. I know it's a church. Yeah, it's of course it's a church. But what is that? Building. Uh-huh, what else? Structure. Okay, what else? Pastor. Okay. Sige, good. Ano pa? Worship. Very good. Yeah, I like that answer. Okay, what else? People. Okay, very good. What else? Victory. Ba, talaga naman. Woo! Parang, sige na nga, dismiss na tayo lahat. Victory naman. Ang lakas nyo talaga. All right. You know, I've shown you this picture and it seems that everyone has a different answers. There's no specific answer. Right? How many of you believe that we need to talk about what the church is? If we show to you, Mang Inasal, you have majority is correct with the Anli Rice. G-Shock watches. What about the church? People have different opinions, different answers. And we are in a church today. Guess what? Something's wrong about this. How many of you believe that we got to know and talk about the church based on the scripture? Are you here with me? Ano ba talaga pag sinabi natin yung church? Totoo lang. All right, thank you for your answer that it's a structure, it's a building, it's a concrete. First things first, a church is never about a building. In fact, even dictionaries today, not all of them have the right answers. But actually, if you check the word church, sabihin nga nila building. But it doesn't make sense. Why is that? Because a church has never been a building. Think about this. If you enter a church that has a cross or a house like that, a structure that has a cross on top of it, does that person makes a Christian? Most of us would say yes. It's just like entering a Shakey's. Would you become a pizza when you enter Shakey's? How about McDonald's? If you enter McDonald's, would you become a burger? Now, here's the point. Any person who enters a building that has a cross on top of it doesn't make him a follower of Christ. Does that make sense? It's never been a building. So what it is? The Greek word of church is called ecclesia or ecclesia, where it means the called out ones. Called out ones. That refers to what? Actually refers to people. The church is about people whom God has called. In other words, if the person has not been called by God, that is not a church. But if a person is called by God, then that is the church. But how do you qualify that? In fact, in other definition, it means it's a gathering of citizens called out from their homes and convened at the public place of council for the purpose of deliberating. All right, there's such thing as people coming from different societies, coming from different villages and tribes, gathered together for the purpose of what? Debating, discussing with passion about certain issues. Yes, more than that, in a Christian sense, it's an assembly of Christians gathered for worship in a religious meeting. In other words, this place is a religious meeting. But Victory Metro East is not, and it will never be a church. Does that make sense? What makes this a church, it's because of you and I that we gather together whom God has called. Then we could say that the church is about God's people. Can you say amen? The church has never been a building, a structure. It's never been a place. But it's about the people whom he has called to have fellowship with. Does that make sense? Now, to start with, kailangan po natin tingnan yung paano ba nag-start ng church. In the book of Acts, tells all of us how the birthing of the church came to existence. But before that, I'd like to submit to you about our own church. Ano ba yung victory? Ano ba yung tinatawag natin every nation? Kaya nga po ang series po natin, An Act. Every Nation in Action. Kaya in the next six weeks po, pag-aaralan po natin, himay-himayin natin po kung sino tayo. Para malaman nyo naman, ano ba yung pinasukan ko? Baka hindi nyo alam kung sino tayo. Alright? And so, we're gonna take a look and here's who we are. Alright? Victory is part of every nation community or worldwide family of churches and ministries. In other words, dito po sa Pilipinas, ang pangalan po ng church natin, Victory. A few weeks ago, I was in Canada visiting our church, all right, in Canada. And the church name is not Victory. The church name is Every Nation Toronto. Tapos may Every Nation Winnipeg. Okay? So, not necessarily Victory. But we have a Victory Church for the very first time. We sent our own senior pastor at Victory Pioneer, which is Pastor Robert Hearn, and he started Victory, all right, in San Diego. And we basically says, why not have a Victory Church right there in San Diego? So meron po tayong San Diego. So if you happen to drop by, to visit a family somewhere in the U.S., somewhere in Los Angeles, all right, near Mexico border, please do drop by and check out our church. All right, that's Victory San Diego. But not necessarily Victory in other nation. In fact, sa Singapore, pangalan natin Every Nation. Okay, meron naman po tayo sa ibang mga places na hindi naman necessarily Victory in Every Nation. But everyone, every church who's part of Every Nation adheres to this mission statement. What is that? Here's the mission statement of Every Nation. Every nation exists to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. Kung titignan po natin, sinasabi natin paulit-ulit bago tayo mag-start ng service, bago natin i-share yung words, pag we-welcome natin yung mga first-time visitors, sinasabi natin parate, we exist in Victory for the purpose of honoring God and make disciples. So in essence, the honor of God is still there. So every church that is under Victory or under Every Nation adheres, very first thing, it's about honoring God. It's about God from the very first thing. Why is that? I don't think we can honor anybody than honoring God first. I think the very purpose why we breathe, why we come to existence, because it boils down to God's choosing. And so the whole point is the existence of every man is to honor God. We breathe and move and have our being because God chose you to be alive today to live for His purpose. Can you say amen? And that's the reason why we honor God 24/7. Is that okay? Now, let me move on. We're here to establish Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. This is what we're going to talk about in the next 6 weeks, starting today. But right now, two questions in my mind that we need to answer. What is that? The first question is, what are the qualities of a church when it was birthed in the book of Acts? Ano ba yung intention ni Lord nung kinreate niya, nung binirth niya yung church niya in the book of Acts? At the same time, if you look at the scripture, what is it meant to be a church? Ano ba dapat pag sinabi natin church nung mga time na yon at yung ngayon? Well, here's the bottom line. Three things that are true of the church both then and now. Alright? In other words, three descriptions of the church in the book of Acts. What is that? Now, let's go back to God's word today. Number one, I believe that the church should be Christ-centered. Everybody say Christ-centered. Well, Pastor Mark, how do you know if a church is Christ-centered? And then he's saying, pwede natin sabihin, every now and then, we are Christ-centered, but what does it take for us to know that the church is Christ-centered? Well, you know, not every church is Christ-centered. In fact, if you check out our website, check out Victory Metro East, check out those 15 churches in Victory Metro Manila, check it out right now in your phone, all right? If you have an online phone, check it out. Check out Victory Church, all right? Click a branch, click a congregation, you will never see the face of a pastor. There's a total of 80 plus worship services that's happening every weekend. And you will never see my face if you check out Victory Metro East. Ayaw nyo maniwala? Check nyo ngayon. Hindi nyo makikita yung mukha namin at pangalan namin. Bakit ganun? Kasi nga we strive and adhere to make Jesus to be the center of the church and not based on the preacher. In fact, let me share this to you. No? When I was in Canada, actually this service ends when our head admin will text all of us and give us the report whatever happens this morning from 9, that includes the cinema, down to the last service at 7 p.m. She would give us report regarding the attendance. Okay, we want to know what's going on. The kids' church, the volunteers, meron po, chinecheck po namin yon. And I received a report when I was in Canada. Okay, 2 weeks when I was out here. And you know what? I was screaming with joy. And I was telling Pastor Fer, I'm not in Manila, but look at the attendance. For 2 weeks I was not there, the church is growing. Hallelujah. In other words, I thank God people doesn't come because of my preaching, because of my personality, because they would come to meet Christ, worship Jesus, because this is not about the pastor. This is not about the preacher. Hello? This is not about the personality. Sa totoo lang po, kung gusto niyo mag-artista, pwede rin kayo maging pastor. But we don't. We never ambition ourselves to be one because, you know, sa totoo lang, pwede kaya nga paminsan pag yung focus yung preacher, pagkatapos ng service, ang daming pila. Pinagpipray nung preacher. Tapos pag may counsel, sino yung hinahanap? Yung preacher. Pag hindi magsasalita yung preacher, hinahanap, eh, nasan yung preacher? Nasan si pastor? You wanna go where? See, the whole point is, it's focus on the person and not on Christ. That is why, when I was gone, Pastor Jerry preached a powerful message. Pastor Ferdy came here. Did we announce Pastor Ferdy to come? We never announced him. Why? Because we treat everybody the same. He's my boss. He heads the Victory Metro Manila Church. He's a very powerful preacher. But guess what? We treat everyone the same because we are servants. Why is that? We want to keep the Jesus be the center of the church. Can you say amen to that? Some aren't. In fact, when you say a name, you always think of a church. Pag sinabi mo na, the church of brother so-and-so. The church of this. Ganito yung church. Si ganito. Grabe, yeah. Kasi nga, na-identify yung church dun sa preacher, dun sa tao. You get a point here? Christ-centered church should also not be based on the worship style centered. You know, we believe that our worship services should be excellent. And part of that is that's why these people practiced. And to be honest with you, I don't know some of them. I don't know them by names. But we adhere to certain excellence because whenever we worship God, we gotta be prepared spiritually. Heart, soul, body, and mind, that we will give everything we got to the Lord. Alright? But not all the time, it has something to do with worship. Sa heaven po, pag namatay tayo dito sa mundo, lahat tayo 24/7 worship kay Lord. Siya talaga yung focus. Pero bakit hindi natin gawin dito, Pastor Mark, na nagpa-practice tayo? Kasi nga, it's not just about worship. Jesus is the head of the church that we're supposed to focus on worship, but there is a mission. And people started to forget that they all want the spirit slain, being touched by the Lord. That's great. But they have forgotten, hey, look, there's a mission. The reason why God wants to empower you, because he wants to strengthen you and be filled you with the Holy Spirit so that you may go out there, as Acts 1 says, so that you'll be his witnesses. Does that make sense? So it's not just all about worship. What else? It's not about a vision centered. The certain vision, o gagawin natin ito, lahat ng pinag-usapan, puro yun na lang. But we tend to forget the very reason why there's vision. And some is focused on the prophet. Grabe kasi nagpa-prophesy, propeta yung pastor. Let me tell you this. A few weeks ago, we had a prophet. Remember the African-American, all right, from our church in North Carolina? I just met him when he came here. It's part of our ministry. But when he asked him to be here, I let him prophesy. And he started prophesying to some of you. Remember that? He only shared the word 10 minutes to 15 minutes. He loves to prophesy. That's a gift of God. But we never focus and introduce to you, guys, we're going to have a prophet. Let's show that in our Facebook. Let's show that in our website that this guy's going to come here. No way. We're not going to do that. Why? We thank God for the giftings, but we will never focus on the man. You get his point? Hindi rin tayo prophet-centered. Na, doon sa church, yeah, we come together, pero kailangan yung iba, part ng multi-level marketing. Kasi yung pastor, part siya ng multi-level marketing, eh, kailangan kayo mag-sign up. Kasi nag-attend kayo ng service ko. You wanna attend my service? Kailangan nyo mag-sign up para ma-profit din kayo. We never adhere to that. Are you getting the point here? In fact, you know what? We love that the Lord would bless you, and may the Lord bless you 100-fold. If you're successful, then I'm successful. And I'm here not for my sake. I'm here to advance the kingdom of God. Are you here with me? It's not about political agenda. It's not about the building center church. Na meron po tayo nire-raise up na building, no? Sa page 2 po natin. And that building is nothing to us. The reason why we're putting up a building is because we care for the next generation. Because our calling is to raise up not just disciples but leaders. That I believe this nation will change based on how we raise up our kids and follow the Lord, and they will surpass us because of godliness, righteousness, because of faith and fear of the Lord, that it's time for us to raise men and women who will not please men but will only please God and bow down and have the fear of God. Kaya walang mga connection-connection, si Lord lang yung pinipilis. Are you here with me? We don't adhere with that. In fact, we have a building. Was there a time that we ask you to give to the offering and say, you know what, let's pause for this for a while. Let's give to our building fund. No, we show videos. We give you reports and encourage you, but we never force everyone to give to the building. Why? Because we believe it. It's still about God who speaks to us. Is that clear? Is that clear? And so it's so important that we got to understand that Jesus should be and the only one who is supreme in everything. Colossians 1, 18 to 20. Sabi po ng Bible, and He is the head of the body. Who is the head of the body? Jesus, not the church. He's the head of the body, the church, okay, the head of the body. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything, everybody say everything, He might be preeminent. Sinasabi po ng Bible in other translation that in everything, He might have the supremacy. Verse 19, for in Him, everybody say in Him. In Christ, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Verse 20, and through Him, everybody say through Him, to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. Now, let's stop it there. Now, here's what the Word of God says. The supremacy is boils down to Christ. And I want to say this. There will be no salvation apart from what Christ has done on the cross. There's nothing else. There is no plan B. There's only one, which He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And so I want to submit to you today, Victory Church is not the way. We are not the truth. We present the truth. We should be the pillar of the truth, as the book of Timothy says, but we are not. We adhere for the truth. We'll give our best to present to you the truth and live for the truth, but He is the truth and He is the life. Do you understand this? That's why it is so important for us to understand that there is a head the only superstar, the only center in our focus, the foundation of the church, and that is Jesus Christ. Can you say a big, big amen to that? And I hope you understand this. This is not about victory. This is about who Christ is, who has given us this vision and mission to us. You understand this? Now, here's the bottom line. If he's the head of the church, there's a danger. What's the danger here? In Colossians chapter 2, verse 19, sabi po sa Bible, they have lost what? Connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Who caused all things to grow? Who caused all things to grow? For the record, I've been hearing people would say this. People who would transfer to victory and say, Pastor, hindi na kasi ako nag-grow dun sa church namin. Baka dito mag-grow ako. That is not a true statement. Number one, you are responsible for your own growth. It is not the church. You and Christ has something to do with someone's growth spiritually. Do you understand that? That's why you don't, well, di tayo, remember the preaching last Sunday, hindi tayo tumitingin sa tao, but the perfect man that is Christ. We commit mistakes here. I just want to say this. We're not perfect people. There will be mistakes. We are very much imperfect. But still God managed to use us. The whole point is, the reason why people are not growing. Let me talk to you personally. Some of you here, if you think you will grow because of this preaching, I'm sorry, you're not going to grow. Some of you here, if you think this preaching will cause you to grow, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you aren't. Some of you here, you love this church. You love the worship. Great. Thank you. But you will not grow in attending a Sunday church. Some of you here, you have friends in this church. In fact, the Lord has convicted you to be part of Victory Group. You are not growing. You know why? Here's the bottom line. You lost connection with the head. It's not about connecting with the church. The church will help you. People will come to me, ask for prayers. Just this afternoon, there's a couple, there's one guy, asked me to pray. Here's why I always ask before I pray. Let me ask you, are you part of Victory Group? Teka muna, Pastor Mark. Parang opposite. Sabi mo, lost connection with them. Why are you asking them for a Victory Group? God caused us to grow with people. But He's the source of growth. Just like this church. How many of you are thankful for this church? I am. I'm part of this church. But we are not the answer. Jesus is. So I asked them, all right, are you part of the growth? Because I'm asking them for them to grow, at the same time, bring them to Christ. Kaya ang tanong ko, with this specific situation that you're into, can I ask you a question? In your marriage, in this decision, in this issue that you're facing, can I ask a question personally? Do you think this honors God? Sa paligay mo ba, mapiplease si God? Ayun, hindi naman pala. Oh, sige, I'll show a scripture. So I'll show the scripture for them to see it for themselves. I'm not the guy who'll tell them what to do. Oops! Pastor ako, alam mo, kailangan makinig ka sa akin eh. Let me ask the wisdom of the Lord. I'll bring you to Christ and show for yourself, here's what the Word of God. The answer is not me. The answer is Christ. So going back, not everyone who attends a church, who goes to this church, is connected to the head. Let me ask you, are you? Or you come, because our mentality is just like our former faith, that you come on a Sunday and you think that it's enough for you to have this in order for you to grow. Thank God, the Lord convicts you. That's not my work. We're going to talk about that in my second point. But the question is, are you connected to the head? If not, I'll assure you, you're not going to grow. That's why you're the same. Last year, 2 years from now, there's no breakthrough in your attitude. There's no breakthrough in your marriage. No breakthrough in your... In fact, alam mo, sa sobrang mahal nga tayo ni Lord, binibless niya tayo, miski hindi tayo right kay God. Hindi po ba? Maski ang dami-dami ang natin atraso kay Lord, hindi yun, it's not about the works, it's about our standing in Christ. So I ask you, I hope you don't miss the point. Jesus is the center of the church. He is the head of the church. And every single one of us, let me talk to you today, hope you're connected to God. I'm not here because my mom is here. I'm not here because my sister is here. I'm not here because my friend brings me here. I'm here today because I know that apart from Christ, I am nobody in this world. Does that settle it? We are nothing apart from what Christ has done. I hope you are connected with the head. Amen? That's why our prayer, Lord, ito pong prayer natin, Lord, decrease me that you may increase in my life. Lord, i-humble mo pa ako. Lord, pakita mo pa sa akin para mag-embrace ako dun sa will mo. Lord, ang hirap gawin. Hindi ko kaya. Kaya nga may church eh. And I was talking to the couple. I said, can I help you? I think you could be helped in a greater way if there are people who could pray for you and stand with you. And believe me, your situation is confidential. The whole point is nobody condemns you. We're here to help. You're not right with God. And that's the reason why this chaos is happening. Do you get a point here? Christ will always be the head, the center, the focus, our plumb line. The bottom line why we're here is the honor of God because Christ is the center. Can we just give Jesus a big, big round of applause for that? Come on now. Not just the church should be Christ-centered, but number two, it should be Spirit-empowered church. Everybody say Spirit-empowered. A Spirit-empowered church is a church that is filled and able, gifted, directed, and led by the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 45, when they were together, it says there, on one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command. Sabi niya ganun, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you'll be baptized with what? The Holy Spirit. It was so clear instruction from Christ that he was saying, hey, look, guys, listen, I'm leaving. I'm joining the Father. But wait, there's someone better. Because I cannot stay with you. There are other believers out there that needs the counselor, that needs the advocate, that needs the wisdom and the power of God. That is the Holy Spirit. In fact, all right, the church will never be birthed apart from the Holy Spirit. This church victory is nothing compared for what the Holy Spirit has brought us in and the kind of church that he's bringing us into in the future. Why is that? Because the church is supposed to be what? Spirit empowered. You might find me different. You might find me, yabang naman ang pastor na yan. Ang lakas ng dating, oh. Tingnan mo. Maturo-turo pa, oh. Kakalalaki yan eh. Ang yabang naman. To be honest with you, I don't have any problems with that. Okay? Say what you need to say. Think what you need to think of me. But I want to promise you something. When I say something here, I don't make parinig. Hindi ako gumagamit ng scripture para patamaan a group of people. I don't know you. Sabi ko nga, some of these ladies here, I don't even know them. That's how empowering we are. But the whole point is, you are convicted. I'm sure about that. Because I could see it in your eyes. I could see it in your spirit. Because what? I have the same spirit that you have today. And the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts. The Holy Spirit is the one who draws. The Holy Spirit is the one who causes people to grow. The Holy Spirit is the one who transforms. The Holy Spirit is the one who can change and transform our mindsets. The Holy Spirit is the one who could break us and change our attitude. It's the Holy Spirit because apart from the Holy Spirit of God, there will be no church. Do you understand this? That's what you got convicted. The Holy Spirit just break. Ako yung pinapatama mo, hindi ako nagpapatama. The Bible says the Holy Spirit goes along with us. The Holy Spirit is a person who empowers you. Kaya sabi niya to be a witness. Bakit? Because there's power with what we say. And so having said that, here's what he said. Wait for the gift. And they were together. Everybody say, they were gathered and they were together. That's why it's so important for us to understand the importance of having people around you, and we call it victory groups. In fact, here's what happened. When they were empowered, things began to happen. I'll give an example. Peter. How many of you remember Peter? Who was the head of the band. Peter who says, Lord, I will never deny you. Maybe that guy, but not me. I'm loyal to you, Lord. How many of you know, after how many few days from that? Remember, he denied Christ. Not once. Twice. Thrice. And just imagine, if you are that person whom the Lord trusted, next in line is Peter. And then all of a sudden, when the going gets tough, when the rubber meets the road, lakas ang faith mo, ha? Loyal ka, hindi ka bibitaw, ha? Where was he? He denied Christ 3 times. Just imagine that. He was in hiding. How many of you, after the resurrection, God, whom he loved this man, he knows. God knows his imperfection, his failure, his downfall, and yet grant him again a second chance and brought him to that leadership that he never realized he'll be back on track. Think about that. This scripture, when they were together in Acts chapter 2, what happened was, when they were staying together in the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. In verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Think about that. They were in one place. All of a sudden, the gift that Jesus promised came to them and they spoke in tongues. Guess what? They were filled, baptized. And Peter was so changed. What did he do? For the very first time. He was a coward, isn't it? But for the very first time, he stood up, addressed the crowd, and shared to them what happened based on the book of Acts chapter 2. And he preached the gospel. That's why Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what the outcome of that? 3,000 people heard the gospel of what he preached. They were converted, and they got baptized. Now tell me, what kind of work was that? He was so Spirit empowered that one guy was transformed. Think about the others. Think about those 120 who were in one particular place that God has anointed and filled and enabled and directed that caused the church to be birthed. What's the point here? Never underestimate what God can do if you're being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Folks, let me submit. I myself can do this. I remember a person says, a pastor from Mother Church says, Mark, amazing, what did you do? You probably is a great leader, a great pastor, a great preacher. You know what I said? Listen, the growth of Victory Metro East has nothing to do with me. It is nothing to do with the pastor. It has something to do with Christ being the center and the Holy Spirit empowering us to do the works of the ministry. Do you get his point? Yesterday, we had the leaders' convergence. Pastor Ferdy came. And yun na nga, as I talk about being Christ-centered, the leaders, our leaders, Victory Group leaders, discipleship coaches, didn't know that he's coming. We never announced kasi nga hindi nga tayo personality-based, di ba? And so while I was introducing, he started coming in. And this side, and they were shocked to see Pastor Ferdy. Pastor Ferdy. Kita si Pastor Ferdy, ayan. Okay. Nag-introduce pa lang ako. Nakatingin lahat sila kay Pastor. Na-insecure ako. Teka muna ako muna, tignan niyo mamaya na. So I was introducing. And you know, it was really good. And you know what? We asked some of the new Victory Group leaders to stand up. I just want you to know, I don't know them. Some of them came from 9 a.m. service. In a cinema service, I don't know who they are, but they're part of us. What I'm saying is, see, I cannot do it by myself. It's what caused people, based on God's agenda, that they put their faith in Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to work, that caused them to be witnesses today and be victory group leaders. Now think about this. It doesn't matter what happened to you last time. It doesn't matter what happened to you when you had a big blow of your sin and you failed big time. It doesn't matter when you had a big blow of sin in your life that you gave into your flesh, that you thought you're strong, but true enough, you aren't. Let me tell you, if Jesus restored Peter with the power of the Holy Spirit upon him that caused him to be once again the leader of the pack, how much more for you today? How much more for God's purpose and God's calling? Don't you ever tell me I've done this. Don't you ever tell me your mistakes. Don't you ever tell me you're young. Don't you ever tell me you're old. Don't you ever tell me you did this and that. In the eyes of God, God can erase those by the power of his blood and cause you to be the man and the woman of God that God has called you to be if you only give yourself to Christ and follow the Spirit leading. And I submit to you, it doesn't matter what happened to you in the past. Folks, there is hope in the church. God is a God of second chance. And not only that the church should be Christ-centered, not only that the church should be Spirit-empowered. In fact, God causes us to grow. I don't want to miss this point. This is so important. How did the church grow? In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says there, and those who received the word were baptized, right? Those who received this word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls by the preaching of Peter. In verse 42, it says here, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers. They were devoted themselves to what? The apostles' teaching. What is that? The power of the word. That's why we preach the word to you. It's the word of God that causes us to grow. What else? The fellowship with the believers. It's about relationship. That's why discipleship is about relationship. That we gather together, not just individual, but group of Christians coming together and form victory groups. We call it victory groups here. What else? They enjoy what? Breaking of bread and prayer. It's about the power of faith. For us, we have a spiritual journey. We want to establish you in the word. We want to establish you in faith. We want to establish you in prayer in this church. And so that's how the church grew that time. That's why the church were forcefully advancing because of the gospel of Christ. That's what it is. Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered. Last, I want to submit to you and give to you the next point. It's about what? Social responsibility. The church needs to be socially responsible. Guess what? Next Sunday, we're going to talk about what it is. All right? What it is when we say socially responsible. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin natin? Ano ba yung context natin pag sinabi natin yon? Kasi nga, sabi po nung after nung binasa kong scripture, sa Acts chapter 2, it says there in verse 43, everyone was filled with awe. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Everybody say, had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. In other words, there was no needy person in the church. Isn't that great? There was no needy person. There was not any person who was in lack. Why? Because of the spirit of generosity that the Lord favored them. They sell out all their goods and properties. Why is that? Because their mentality is this: what I have is not mine. It's the Lord's property. It's the Lord who owns it. And so I'm willing to give it to everyone who is in need. Kaya ngayon, church, gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, hindi yung church pautangan. Hindi natin ginagamit yung victory group para mangutang sa leader o pangutang sa iba. Uy, ano? Kasi may need ako. Hindi ba church tayo? Pautang naman, oh. Hindi yung ganun. I remember one time a person asked me, what if somebody asked me for money, nag-umuutang sa akin, sabi mo ganito, sabi ni Pastor Mark, lumapit ka sa kanya. Ito, lapitan mo siya, kakausapin kanya. Number one, kung meron ka talaga in need, part ka ng victory group, member ka, you are in need and there's nothing else to turn to. Guess what? I'm not the solution. God is. And secondly, I'm going to pray for the spirit of faith. And for me to pray for the spirit of faith, you got to repent. Because you're not putting your faith in God, you're putting your faith in other people to meet your need, and that is not the mentality of the church. Are you getting this? The reason why there's lack in the church, because we have a poverty mentality. Because we accept the fact that we are in need and God is not enough. Kulang pa yung ginawa ni Lord. Hindi siya mayaman. Yung need ko kasi, Lord, nagmamakaawa. Hindi po ganun. God is so powerful that He has all the things that you need. You don't just turn to Him because you lost connection to. And I'm saying this, not to rebuke you, I'm saying this as a fact. We're going to talk about social responsible, but let me ask this. Are you connected to the head? I plead with you, as your pastor, it's not about me. It's not about the pastors here. It's not about the people. Yes, we are the church. But we get connected to the source. That is Christ. What kind of church? Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, the way He empowered Peter, brought him back to the game, and last but not least, socially responsible church. Can you say amen to that? How many of you, you're glad that you're part of this church? How many of you would say that this is your church, and we are going to adhere to whatever the Lord will tell us? How many of you would say that Jesus is your Lord, and you're connected to the head? Can we just pray right now? Can we just, every one of us, raise up your hands? All across the place, I want to pray for all of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we raise up our hands, just between you and the Lord, would you answer this question? Are you connected with the head? Before you were. But right now, maybe you have forgotten Him and things are going okay. You're blessed. God has poured it so much. All the things that you prayed for, the Lord answered. But it seems that He's not the center anymore of your life. You've lost connection, the ones you have. And not the only one. Even your family, you've forgotten to bring your family to Christ. Would you today be responsible and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I'm sorry. It's not about the church. Thank God we are the church. But it's about being connected to Christ. Our main focus, the reason why we live. The reason why we breathe is because of Him. Lord, today, we just want to say sorry, Lord. We repent. There needs to, Lord, with our own lives. But Lord God, we've forgotten with all the things that's happening around our lives, our work, concerns. We have forgotten You, Lord. And Lord, once again, we want to be connected to You once again, Lord. And say, just like Peter, Lord, the way You restored Peter, Lord, we repent. Turn to You and say, Lord, we submit to You once again. As Lord of our lives, as King, only King that we bow down to. So here we are, Lord, we submit to You. Father, I pray that You cause us to be connected and closer to You like never before. I pray that You renew the passion once we have, Lord. And it could be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask You, Holy Spirit, that we will be involved ourselves. Be connected, not just in the church, but in every person here, being part of a victory group. Minsan, Lord, nahihiya kami hanggang ngayon. Lord, focus pa rin kami sa sarili namin, but Lord, tagal na na. Lord, I need to grow with people around us. So, Father, have Your way. And so I'm asked, Lord, that You would bring them to You. Father, thank You for this time.